The Rhino Horn. Dorothy Winslow once worked in the British Diplomatic Service. Now retired and living in Cambridge, England, she has time to practice her favourite hobby, solving crimes. While visiting her niece in Germany, the amateur sleuth sets out to catch a thief who has stolen items from a local museum. The valuable painting she can understand, but what could the criminal want with those old animal heads? The Rhino Horn by James Schofield.
Dorothy Winslow entered the kitchen on her first morning in Haroldstein to find her niece Lucy in tears, the twins chasing an escaped hamster around their mother, the air full of the smell of burning jam, and Trotsky, the dog, barking hysterically. Moving quickly for a 70-year-old, Dorothy turned off the microwave, opened the back door, and pushed Trotsky into the garden. Freddie and Rollo she sent upstairs to get dressed, then caught and returned the hamster to its cage before turning on the kettle. "Lucy, dear, where'd you keep the tea?" she asked. Dorothy was staying with her niece in Germany while her house in Cambridge was being repaired after flooding earlier in the year. "Do come, Aunt Dot," Lucy had said when she heard of her aunt's situation. "Klaus and the twins adore you. You'll love the village, and it would be so nice for me too." That is what persuaded Dorothy. She had no children of her own, and of all her nephews and nieces, Lucy was her favourite. If Lucy wanted company, then Dorothy would provide it. They drank some tea, and Lucy explained her problem. "It's the village fete this Saturday. I promised the organising committee that I would make some jam for the food stall. Every family is supposed to do something." Haroldstein had a history of more than 1,000 years, and, like many such villages, the social hierarchy was not fixed by vulgar indicators such as income or type of car. What mattered was how long your family had lived there.